Hachette Audio presents Freewater, written by Amina Lukman Dawson, read by Cece Aisha Johnson and Carrie Height.
Dedication to Zach and to generations of enslaved children, each of whom deserves a voice in this world. Some escaped the treacheries of enslavement by going north, but there were also those who ran away to the deep swamps and forests of the American South. There, in secret, they created free lives. This is a tale of what might have been. Prologue. Sansi had broken yet another rule, but she didn't care. It was night, and she was alone and on the forbidden edge. To make matters worse, despite her mother's numerous warnings, Sansi crossed right over, leaving behind the safety of her Swamp Island home. Just a peek, she thought. That's all she wanted. Then she'd go back. Down the muddy hillside, she slid to a single tall tree. She climbed it, hopping from one craggy branch to the next, higher and higher. On the highest branch, moonlight hit Sansi and made her nutmeg skin shine silver. From her perch, she looked out. A sea of swamp mud, muck, and tangle lay before her. To her disappointment, fog rolled in from the east, covering her view like a white feather blanket. She strained to see beyond the muck and fog to the plantation lands. She was a free child of the swamp, and those lands were a mystery to her. It was a miracle her parents and the others had run from there and found this piece of elevated swamp land, small and dry. Their own secret island in an ocean of mud. Tales had spread among the Swamp Island children like herself about what lay in plantation lands. Two-headed men, turtles without shells, and skeletons that rose from the dead. Although she was 12 and almost grown, at least in her mind, Sansi still wasn't sure how much of it was true, but she did believe that dangers lay out there. As Sansi contemplated that danger, she took a walnut-shaped stone from her sack, placed it in the well of her sling, and spun it overhead. The whir of the leather
sample complete. Ready to continue?